We have an update this morning on some of those left behind in New Orleans in the evacuation for Hurricane Katrina. Of an estimated 250,000 pets, only a fraction have been saved, maybe 15,000. Just as the storm exposed the poverty of many residents, it exposed practices that dismayed many Americans. The search for animals, living and dead, has continued in New Orleans. And NPR senior correspondent Ketzel Levine begins her story in an area called Mid-City on Dumaine Street.
Two women in midnight blue uniforms, on their backs the large white letters, Louisiana SPCA, approach the front door of a double or duplex with instructions to remove two abandoned dogs.
Hey.
Inside is a white shepherd mix and an unrecognizable Great Pyrenees. Both are skeletal. They've seen neither food, water, nor any human attention since their owner, alive, well, and living in Texas, left them locked up, in fact, one of them tied up, 6 weeks ago.
Oh, you are so skinny.
Shaky, but alive, the dogs are taken away to be quickly exported out of state. The trip may be too much for them in this condition, but the Louisiana SPCA is between shelters. Its decimated staff is largely homeless. And the facility that might have offered these dogs refuge is getting ready to close its doors.
If the military, Red Cross, all of those that are evacuating people would say, bring your pet, we wouldn't certainly be where we are today.
Which would make Laura Maloney's job only somewhat less daunting. She is executive director of the Louisiana SPCA, working to prevent animal cruelty in a state where cockfighting remains a sanctioned sport. With legislated compassion at a premium before the hurricane, the idea of animals needing rescue from it was a hard sell.
A sheriff said, this is about the humans, not about the animals. I understand what you're trying to do, little girl. You go pick up your furry creatures. We have serious work to do here. My comment to them was, the animals are family members. How can we not take that into consideration?
She's got a little bit of a nervous bladder, so I could only imagine what she's like in this situation. Hopefully she's here today.
Jennifer Williams has come an hour from New Orleans to Louisiana's largest emergency animal shelter. She's here at the Lamar Dixon Expo Center looking for a long-eared rabbit, her classroom's most coveted pet. She will not find the 7-year-old animal this morning, nor the hamsters, turtles, or gerbils she left behind at Isidore Newman School.
I took my pets from home, but I didn't have room for all these guys. I'm sorry. I'm an elementary school teacher, and we're trying to get school back together, and consistency is so important for my kids. I don't want either the first day of school and not have the pets.
Any number of the hundreds, thousands of people searching this temporary shelter for their animals are, frankly, unmoored. As if they're looking for lost ballast, the quiet and calm parts of themselves.
No, that's not her. Can't tell, but no, that's not her.
Kathy Graff, her body language frantic, her face red with grief, is looking for her 12-year-old Doberman lab mix, Isis. She walks quickly as she scrutinizes 150 horse stalls, each packed tightly with crated animals. Listless cats, irritable terriers, incredulous, lonely labs. When Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, Kathy Graff left reluctantly, assured by her husband he would stay home with Isis, which he did until rescuers arrived.
They forced him to get into a boat. They said, you can't take her. We'll either slit her throat, shoot her, or you can leave her on the porch.
Left alive, possibly rescued, Isis could be nearby. In Slidell, at a shelter run by Noah's Wish. In Tylertown, at a best friend's animal sanctuary. She could be out of state at a humane society in Denver, or San Diego, or Buffalo. It's clear she isn't here. There's a chance she could be dead. It's all pretty simple, really. The word is chaos.
I'm not sure it could have been totally avoided, but it could have definitely been minimized if all the governments, local, parish, state, and federal, had really promoted people to evacuate with their animals.
Dave Pauly acknowledges that officials, given their resources, rightly focused on people first. as incident commander at this enormous shelter, on behalf of the Humane Society of the United States, he has ridden quite the learning curve. He's seen how UPS tracking programs can be adapted for lost and found pets. He's watched behavioralists handle terrified canines. And he's seen 5,088 homeless animals come in from the storm.
Still rescues being done, but we are at the tail end of the whole procedure, and there'll be some difficult decisions and some very sad situations in the upcoming week or so.
Good news about New Orleans animals is scarce right now. In a city where the stray population before the hurricane topped 40,000, and where spay and neuter might as well be a comedy team, so unfamiliar are those words. But humane education is a low priority right now. First, animals need homes.
Yay!
You found your pet?
She was hiding because she was so terrified. And finally, somebody saw her from the streets.
This is just like a mirror.
Actually, it's legwork. Nicole and Jeff Chaz found their cat's picture and location online. Would that all pets were so easily traced. One problem is that so-called rogue rescuers have been breaking into houses to save pets and making little or no attempt to find their owners. Lately, reports are they've been taking pets who are not abandoned, just simply home, alone.
Aw, good baby.
What a good...
You two separated at birth or what?
Sherry Lazar is having her face washed by a chocolate brindle pit bull who will soon be living at an out-of-state shelter, optimistically named A Better Place. It's all the volunteers at this shelter, soon to close, can hope for as evening descends on a bittersweet scene. A line of animals stretching into the darkness, being led one by one to a check-in gate, where each is scanned for a microchip and tucked into a shipping crate, destination Tulsa. These animals may never again see their owners, but they may indeed find a better place.
You are going to have so much fun in Oklahoma, let me tell you. There are great people there. They are, and you're beautiful.
Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
They'll be okay, don't you think?
All set? Thank you.
Well, here's a photo of a lost pet licking a volunteer's face. It's one of a number of photos of lost pets at our website, npr.org.